We continue to room number 5, where the progressive development of Cypriot sculpture from the beginning of the Cyproarchaic times up to the end of the Roman period is represented with many outstanding samples of limestone and marble statues and grand reliefs. It is worth noting here that we do not have any marble in Cyprus. Thus, most of the statues that we see here are either made of limestone or of clay. The marble statues were very limited in number and were made out of imported marble. The statues mainly depict gods and goddesses, heroes, kouros and kores, priests and priestesses, athletes, adolescents, satyrs and other human figures. The grand reliefs belong usually to friezes of temples and to various pedestals and represent mythological depictions and scenes which are related to divine and human figures. The most important in sequence of display are the early Cyproarchaic limestone statues with Assyrian and Egyptian influences, mainly on the face. The limestone statues of the 6th century BC come next, with the koroi and kores having an exceptional position among them, with their characteristic archaic smile and refined Ionian features on the face, such as the limestone statue of Kouros on a base with lions. In the exhibition cases to the left are on display statuettes made of marble, such as Aphrodite with Eros and other deities. Next is the statue of Hercules with the truncheon. Further down on the left, the Cyproclassical male and female heads of statues with the idealistic features of the face, the imposing expression and the irreproachable assiduity in the attribution of the hair that is usually framed with a rich decoration are exhibited. The splendid limestone female head of a natural-sized statue from the sanctuary of Aphrodite of the Hellenistic period at Assos has a strictly symmetrical and idealistic attribution of the refined lines of the face. Proceeding further down to the right of room 3, lions and 2 sphinxes from the royal tombs of Thamasos, where they were found during maintenance works in 1997, and above them are exposed the grand reliefs, representations of Amazons fighting from the complex of temples of Saloi are on display. To the left is the head of Aphrodite of the 4th century BC from Salamina with the outstanding classical style. Further down in the centre we can admire the exceptional Hellenistic marble statue of Aphrodite of Saloi that reminds the consonant mentality of the sculpture school of Alexandria. The limestone altar with the goddesses Aphrodite, Demeter and Artemis in relief and the representation of the abduction of Persephone are exposed at the end of the room to the left. And to the right we can see the limestone amphiglyphic stele with a representation of the head of Bacchus on the front side and an erotic scene on the other side.